Setting the stage. How can you set the stage for your students? Remember, your classroom is your stage. Did you prepare lessons with individual students in mind? Are your lessons differentiated, or did you just prepare one lesson? What do you want your students to walk away with? What is the end goal? When you are planning your lessons, are they educational? Can you hold their attention? Do your plans have rigor? And lastly, are your plans fun and engaging? As a teacher, I want my students to be lifelong learners. When I am creating my lesson plans and preparing to take the stage, I first have to recognize, understand, and know my students. Do you know who your students are? I am in constant communication with their teacher before me. I have their test scores and data so that I know a little bit more about them academically before they enter the door. But I also want to know what types of learners they are, how they learn best, what excites them about learning, and what does not excite them about learning. So I give a quick assessment on learning styles to find out exactly what types of learners they are. Does any of this sound familiar? Jesus was the greatest superstar teacher on earth, and many came from all over to sit at his feet. We have a God who knows our beginning to the end. Although we don't know our students that way, we can still take the time to differentiate for our students. Jesus knew that his disciples learned differently, so he taught some by using parables, some by performing miracles, and others he wrote it in the sand. He was differentiating way back then. They all had different learning styles, but the concept was understood. Are you differentiating your lesson plans for your students? The master teacher did, and we had the best examples. Be sure to implement different teaching styles so that students can feel like superstars of their learning.